All right. Good to have you back here as we continue the conversation and sort out whatever it is that we saw on Tuesday. I think it's hard to say that, you know, there weren't some winners and losers on Tuesday. But it's also not clear cut, I don't think. But you know what? When I need clarity in my life, I ask my wife for clarity, and she usually gives it to me. I sometimes don't like it much, and sometimes I do. And, you know, Ivy's with us. Hi, Ivy.
Good morning, Steve. Wonderful to be on. It's been a while.
Where have you been?
You know, trapped in the basement.
who let her out of the basement? Somebody tell me. It's completely unacceptable. Anyhow, you know, I don't know. Except that I think it's safe to say, you know, Democrats won every single seat, including the every single seat on the State Board of Education. That's not good for us, which means all the garbage comes in. And you know, look, I've been telling people, fight like a Democrat. Like, well, we can't cheat. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying, look, if you want to compete, you better figure out what the rules are for the game before you step in. If you're the only honest player at a poker game, you're going to lose every time. And now I'm not saying cheat. I'm saying figure it out. Figure out when they're cheating. Figure out how to do better. Because if you continue, you'll have the same conversation in 2024. You'll have the same conversation in 26. And you may not have any conversation at all. You'll have single-party rule, which is what we have in Michigan now. We basically became California, Illinois, Massachusetts overnight.
Yeah, I think many of the conservatives, including ourselves, are scratching our heads and are very confused about the outcome in Michigan. I think we were all very hopeful, and we thought we knew or had an idea of what the results would be, and very stunned. I am very stunned about the outcome, especially in Michigan.
I don't know if the Senate,
the Michigan Supreme Court, everything turning blue. So I think that we, yes, as a the Republican Party and the conservatives need to get out there and really start to get with your community and teach people and talk to people about what we need to change in our state. Because obviously in the next 2 years, who knows what's going to happen, but it is concerning to me, and I would imagine many of us.
Yeah, I don't know if it's ever going to change. Because we codified, unfortunately, the way we vote now, which means we're going to do things in this country, all over this country, which isn't done anywhere, which is mass mail-in ballots anytime absentee ballots, all of it, a drop box, all of it. You know, this is not done anywhere in the world, so we've codified ballot harvesting, basically. Mm-hmm. And you call it what you want. Is it fraud? No. Not if they codified it. So you better learn how to play the game, and you better learn to fight like a Democrat. I said that to some people yesterday. Man, they're still upset. What do you mean? I mean, if you want, you can sit there. Well, we're not going to lower ourselves. But then you're never going to win. You're never going to win.
Sure, but I think that we obviously missed the boat on the messaging. And quite frankly, I think it was, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 months ago, you and I were having the conversation about where all of the political ads in Michigan for any of the Republican candidates or the proposals. You know, Prop 1, 2, and 3 all passed, and I just don't think that there was any effort to really get the information out there. I think a lot of people are going to be stunned about what they find out is actually in Prop 3. I think a lot of Michiganders are going to be stunned about what Proposal 2 means in terms of, you know, cheating and things like that.
And I raise this doubt. Here's why. One of the things that I keep seeing, and you've probably seen the same thing a little bit, is that a lot of the votes that put these things over the top came from Generation Z, Gen Z, this young generation of radical, rabid leftists. A lot of them, apparently.
And who's to blame for that kind of indoctrination? And that's what we really need to, as a conservative community, and Republicans and whomever on the other side of the aisle, to look at it and say, what are we missing here? How are our children not understanding, you know, having sanctity for life? Or how is it that they are you know, not understanding what all of this means. I mean, they say, yes, women should have the right to choose their own reproductive freedom, if you will, but they don't actually know what that means. They've never seen an abortion done. They don't know what all of the other factors are. You know, if people can put the child up for adoption or things of that nature. There are tons of families that would love to have a child, you know, provided to them by, you know, a parent that does, that can't either afford to have them or the means to have them or whatever. But we don't teach. We've allowed the school system and social media to indoctrinate and teach our children. And it is very sad. And we have to figure out a way to connect with them and to teach them a different way. I'm, again, stunned at the results. But, yes, I think Gen Z did have a huge impact on the election.
And the problem, you know, is because we allow them, the children, we do, to be indoctrinated by the machines in their hands, and the machines in their hands are often controlled by people that don't live in this country, or they're promoting money, and they don't care about the future or freedom, and that's unfortunately where we are, right?
That's a fact. Well, I mean, at TikTok, they actually put things in the view of whomever it is, children, even adults, to make them have this image of what's actually happening in the world when it's not actually happening in the world. I mean, they do that all the time, and people just aren't aware of the damage, not even just on TikTok, but also YouTube. I mean, there are how many influencers out there who are teaching our children who have no degree or no understanding of what reality is.
No morality.
No, definitely not any morality. You know, or this, like, you know, sexual freedom, you know, have as many sexual partners, anything goes, you know. I want to be with him. If I'm a woman, I can be with a woman. I could be with a man. I could be with whomever I want because I have sexual freedom to do so. And that's just, you know, how is that going to impact the family unit? And is that part of the grand plan?
Is of to course just destroy it is. Destroying the family, of course it is.
We know that.
We're already well down the road on that, yeah.
Correct. Going back to how do we change the narrative? How do we impact? How do we, you know, get back to the roots of just, you know, having morality, like you said.
And I'm not sure what the answer is. Ivy's here with me, of course. Conversations that we have trying to figure out, okay, how is it that people would think, why would anybody think that abortion up to the moment of birth is okay? I mean, what kind of ghoul do you have to be
Hold on.
We have to do this at home, too. Hold on. Sip your coffee. I'm going to go into a break here. You know that. You're the producer. So I'm going to take a break. Ivy's here. She's had too much coffee, which is okay. So am I. At any rate, it's the Steve Gerber Show. I'll be right back with her. Don't go anywhere. Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com. The perfect flannel does exist. Let me introduce you to one of my all-time favorite brands, Muskox. Muskox, a Michigan company, makes the highest quality men's flannel. Heavyweight and built to last a lifetime, these flannels are 100% cotton. So soft, you have to give them a try. Perfect for everyday wear, working on a job site or just getting outdoors. They're an ideal holiday gift. Muskox also donates $10 for every flannel purchase to Alaskan wildlife. Go to GoMuskox.com. That's GoMuskox.com. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned on WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.